Rosalind, thanks for being here with us today.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, Aaron.
We're talking here just kind of looking back at what 2012 was like for the Knoxville Library and looking forward into 2013 as we get started. And first, I do want to look back. I want to talk a little bit about some of the highlights from this past year. One of the big things, obviously, was how the library expansion project really started taking off over the past year, and you were able to purchase the Dixie Gebhardt House and all the work that goes with that. How do you think the progress is going on that project as you guys get going? It's pretty big steps again this year.
Right, we're feeling good about it. Yes, last year we celebrated our 100th birthday and we were very happy to do that and had a terrific turnout for the birthday. And actually that was the start of the fundraising, the capital campaign project for us. And we were surprised and very happy that within just a few months, we were able to exceed our goal and purchase the Dixie Gebhardt House and move ahead with that. The fundraising effort came along just wonderfully. And for this coming year, we're going to continue our efforts, continue to explore different avenues for funding the project also.
You had not just kind of those traditional fundraising efforts, but also something like the daddy-daughter dance, the sugar plum fairy ball, as they called it. And I imagine the community probably can look forward to more activities like that, creative ways to bring people together in support of the library.
The sugar plum fairy ball was such a success that we are actually thinking about making it an annual event. And coming ahead, we have other fundraising projects. I think we're talking possibly a tea party for mothers and grandmothers and their daughters or granddaughters. And we definitely have to think of some kind of event for mothers and their sons. That'll be fun.
Also over the summer, successful summer reading program, a lot of kids getting involved, a lot of the speakers, coming in and the programs coming in, drawing a lot of attention to what the library is doing over the summer for the kids.
Yes, the summer reading program was a huge success, as it always is. And this year we have an exciting theme and it's called Dig Into Reading. And so we're planning ahead for that event and several weeks of very exciting events. And last year, we had a lot of the programming that we do. This year, we also hope to continue and even step up the efforts to offer a lot more programs for the children, teens, and adults.
And I think that kind of speaks to the traditional niche that you guys have always filled and the expansion of what you're trying to do. I know we've talked about it before. You guys are constantly expanding what services you offer here in terms of bringing in a number of teenagers maybe after school using the wireless internet here, a number of other services, and that's something that you're continually trying to find new services and new ways to help the community.
Yes, we like to continue with the traditional roles of offering our summer story time, our after-school programs, continue with our outreach programs to the nursing homes and Head Start, but also find new ways to provide programs for teens, for example. Yes, we're getting a lot more coming after school. We definitely need a bigger place for them, a bigger space for them to hang out in and do homework and just spend time in a safe place like the library.
And another way is this special course that you have coming up. It's a smart investing course is what it's called. That came from a grant, if I remember right.
That's right. The program, we received a grant through the American Library Association, and it's also funded by FINRA, and that's an investor education foundation. And our kickoff is on January 15th, and we're going to have a free movie showing, and it'll be an hour long. It's The Ascent of Money is what it's called, and it was a show that was shown on PBS, but it'll be a free program that is offered to the public.
So January 15th, it starts off, and then what are the classes going to look at, and is there a charge for it? Is it free?
It's free, and it's actually a class that runs for about 4 weeks, and it's self-paced. People just come to the first class, which is February 5th at 5:30 to 7, and there'll be a face-to-face orientation by somebody from the Iowa State Extension office. And we'll do a wrap-up session on February 26th on Tuesday. But in between then, everybody then just goes at their own pace, and it's an online class.
All right. We look forward to that as well. That should be pretty interesting. As you look forward to 2013, what else do you hope to accomplish? What else would you like to mention today?
Well, we definitely are working forward with the fundraising project and want to explore more grants and award opportunities. We also think that there's a need for computer classes. We have a lot of people coming in, especially with after Christmas, a lot of people who came in with new devices and needing help with those. So actually we want to offer some free classes to people, so watch out for that. And also in March, the library board will sit down with a library consultant, and they want to do a strategic planning program, and they want to invite members of the community who would have an interest in seeing how the library fits in this community and what kind of services that they would like to see us offer.
All right. And I just want to bring up, too, with those computer classes, I imagine, too, in this world, those include not just computer, but probably some tablet stuff and all of that, all the other new technologies, even phones that people are needing to use nowadays that they might not have ever seen before.
That's right. And actually, just today, I saw two people come in with their Kindle devices, and they were new to the process and needed our help in knowing how to download, you know, the free audiobooks and the ebooks through the library.
All right. Well, Rosalind, thanks very much for being here with us today.
Thank you, Aaron.